And now the game where we travel the country to find people who at least didn't have to leave home to do this. To many, Austin, Texas means music, specifically country music, and by that we don't mean the stuff they peddle in Nashville. We mean the down-home twanging songs about cold beer and true misery. Dale Watson has got the true Austin sound. He's got the tats. He's got the pompadour. He's got his own honky-tonk right here in Austin. Dale Watson, welcome.
Thank you.
You're right, right, John, tell me.
God bless you. Thank you.
Austin City Limits, that's the great music program out of Austin. They call you Austin's King of Country Music. Does that sound right to you? Do you accept that title?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Really?
No, but I'm very honored. I play Ameripolitan music.
Yeah, and I've read about this. Ameripolitan music. You have decided that the word country music has been, degraded, misused?
Well, no, it just doesn't describe what I grew up to know as country music anymore. I like to say that the definition is original music with prominent roots influence. It started with Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and Kitty Wells. So it started there, and it goes on. And if you can hear the influence of an artist in another artist, then that's your roots.
Right.
And to me, the mainstream stuff's coming out of Nashville. It's got their roots firmly planted in midair. They have no roots whatsoever.
But
hey, Dale, how do you feel about the banjo?
There's a thing called perfect pitch. You ever heard of perfect pitch?
Yeah, people who can hear a note and know exactly.
No. It's when you throw an accordion in a dumpster, and it doesn't hit the rim and it lands on a banjo.
For people, Dale, who are not lucky enough to have heard you play around Texas, where you play all the time in your own club in Austin, what songs are you known for?
Probably, I Lie When I Drink. I lie when I drink. I drink a lot.
There you go. When I told people you were going to be in the show, the people from Austin who I told, they said, well, you got to ask him about his Sunday gig every Sunday. And I know it's going to be difficult, but
chicken poop bingo.
Please.
For a paltry $2 donation, you can win. You can win over $100 if the same number that's in the bag you draw out is the same number that chicken picks in her chicken picking way.
All right. So you've got some sort of like dirt thing on the floor.
It's free hot dogs and...
Free hot dogs.
And $2 lone stars, yes.
All right.
Well, it'd be weird to eat chicken in front of the chickens.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really motivate
them. So the way this works is you've got, like, it marked down on a floor, maybe a dirt floor. I haven't been there, I'm guessing.
No.
No, it's not dirt floor?
Cement floor.
And you got it marked out with numbers. Cement. That's what they have here in Texas. So you got your cement floor. You got it marked out with numbers. And you have chickens.
No. There's a board that we put on the pool table.
Oh, okay.
And it's got numbers on it. And if the chicken picks that number, then that one you draw out of a bag, then they've won the money.
And the chicken picks the number by relieving itself on the number.
There is a line ticket, which is the luckiest ticket. Mm-hmm. In case it crosses into a line.
Sure, I got it.
Yeah.
Is it the same chicken every week?
We've been doing it for so long. I think we're on our sixth chicken now.
Do you have a lucky chicken?
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
No.
That's rather personal, Tom.
I know. The thing is, we've had them pass away. I never knew how long a chicken could live, but they can. That'd be a good long time. But
they're tenacious.
But we've had them. We've had one killed by the chupacabra.
Did the chupacabra lose the week before?
Yeah. What did the chicken actually kill by the chupacabra?
Oh yeah. That was his
Are you drunk now? Because you said you said you lie when you drink.
I wanna hear about the chupacabra. Chicken.
Well, we assume it was because the chicken's body was still in the chicken coop and the head was on the outside.
Whoa.
Could have been the mafia.
Could have been the mafia.
Yeah.
Texas Mafia. Texas.
You know, and you know how they thought it was the Mafia? Because its feet were in a little tub of cement. Now, you are dressed, is this the rig you perform in, what you're wearing now? Because you were wearing really shiny cowboy boots, and you've got fabulous hair. You've got this beautiful white pompadour.
Well, it didn't used to be white. It used to be pretty black. It's getting whiter as this show goes on.
Yeah, I know. Dale Watson, we are so enjoying talking to you, but we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Elementary, my dear Dale.
Should have seen this coming.
I love the way Bill says that.
Don't you? I love the way he says anything. So you're a Watson, but what do you know about Holmes? We're going to ask you three questions about the immortal detective Sherlock Holmes. Oh, get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of Carl Castle himself, on their voicemail. So, Bill, who is Dale Watson playing for?
Elizabeth Day of Austin, Texas.
She's out there somewhere. Here.
Elizabeth, let me just first say, Elizabeth, I'll make this up to you.
All the free chicken advantage. Bingo you can handle.
There's nothing I want to do right more with my life than go to play chicken bingo on Sunday.
I have a confession. I'm the chupacabra. I owe you a chicken.
Here is your first question, Dale. The BBC version of Sherlock, you might have seen it. It's a huge hit in China. They lovingly refer to the stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman by nicknames, which are what? A, Rizzoli and Isles. B, the Captain and Garfunkel. Or C, Curly Foo and Peanut.
Okay.
You're thinking.
I am. I'm not used to it. I'm going to go with Curly.
Curly Foo?
Peanut.
Curly Foo and Peanut is the right answer. Yeah. Curly for Benedict Cumberbatch's luxurious hair, and Foo is the Chinese derivation of Holmes, apparently. All right. Two more questions. Sherlock Holmes.
Wait, where's the peanut? Wait.
Well, peanut is Martin Freeman. I guess he's smaller than... He's a rather short man,
okay.
So I guess that's where that comes from. Sherlock Holmes, some believe, is the most filmed character ever, right? More movies with Sherlock Holmes than any other human character. Which of these is the title of a real Sherlock Holmes film? Is it A, Tom and Jerry Meet Sherlock Holmes? B, Sherlock 2, Sherlocker? Or C, Holmes on the Range?
Those, one of them's real?
One of those is real.
Well, now, could one of them be a cartoon? Is that what you're talking about?
One of them could be a cartoon.
Okay, well, I'm going with it. Tom and Jerry.
You're right, Tom and Jerry. You too. Now, one more question. Let's see if you're perfect. Hundreds of people around the world write to Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh, I'm not perfect. Boy.
You want to talk about it?
No.
We're all friends here if you want to discuss anything.
Sing about it?
Yeah. I'll ask you the question. Hundreds of people around the world write to Sherlock Holmes for help each year, and these letters end up at the Sherlock Holmes Museum in London. Now, most are pleased to help solve mysteries. Oh, please, Mr. Holmes. There's one letter on display at the museum that is what? Is it an email from a Nigerian prince asking for Sherlock Holmes' help in a business opportunity? Is it B, a postcard from a local optician reminding Mr. Sherlock Holmes it's time for his checkup? Or is it C, a J. Crew catalog addressed to Sherlock Holmes and advertising their fall collection of Deerstalker hats?
All right. I'm going to say the catalog.
The catalog. No, I'm afraid it was the optician.
Was it really?
Yep, an optician wrote to Sherlock Holmes saying, you're ready for your next eye appointment. When their last one was, we don't know.
Didn't he have just one thing, monocle?
No, you're confusing him with somebody I can't even imagine
right now.
With
Mr. Peanut.
That's Mr. Peanut, yes. Bill, how did Dale Watson do on our quiz?
2 out of 3, and that's a winner, Dale.
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Dale Watson is recording in January for Red House Records, then he's heading out on an East Coast tour with Reverend Horton Heat and Rosie Flores. Dale Watson, thank you so much for being on Wayward Tom Thomas.
Thank you.
Whiskey or God, gonna bring me relief. Believing or not,